Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Bet Amud Bet, looking at the first half of Mishnah Gimel of the third Perek of Avodah Zarah. Motzei Kelim V'Aleihem Tzurat Chamat Tzurat Levana Tzurat Drakon. So if you find a vessel and it has the image of a sun, the moon, or a dragon, Yolichem L'Yam HaMelech, they're absolutely Asur B'Hana'ah. The only thing you could do is take them down to Yam HaMelech, to the Dead Sea. Again, as I mentioned in an earlier context, this was for hundreds of years believed to be just a kind of a way of saying you have to destroy it or get rid of it, until recently in archaeological digs when they found real coins and other artifacts of Avodah Zarah near the Dead Sea and realized that they meant literally to take it to the Dead Sea. If it's on vessels that are dignified, then it's asur, but if it's on ones that are degraded, and we will see what the distinction is, how to play it out at the end of this podcast. Now, lememra de lahani hu de palchiluhu. These are the only things that they worship. Lemidi achrini lo, they don't worship anything else. Or midi ashochet l'shum yamim, if somebody shechts for Neptune, for the god of the sea, l'shum naharod, for rivers, l'shum midbar, for the desert, l'shum chama, for the sun, for the moon, l'shum gochavim, for stars, or constellations, l'shum michael sar gadol, for one of the angels, l'shum shilshul katan, for a little beetle, harelu zivchem etim, it's avarazar and nothing less. People worship all sorts of weird things. So Amar Bayi's answer is Miflach lechol mishakhi palchi. They'll worship anything, but Meitzar palchi, to make an image and worship it. Hanitlat adachshivi. These three things are the important ones. Tzarelu palchi. They make images and they worship them. The midi achrida, for something else. The noy baal mavdilu. They make it for aesthetics. It's a nice thing. Now Manker of Sheshet chumim at night of Atani. Rav Sheshet had a pundle of brightot, and he taught the following. Kol mazalot mutarin. Now there's three pieces to this. All constellations, images of constellations, are mutar, chutz mazal chamal vana, except for the sun and the moon. Chol partzufin mutarin, all faces, all portraits are mutar, chutz partzuf adam, except for a man, a person. Chol hatzurot mutarot, all images are okay, chutz mizal hatzurat drakon, except for the dragon. Now, Amar Mar, let's look at this. Kol hamazal mutarin, chutz mazal chamal vana, what are we talking about? Ilim Abo said, does that mean you're allowed to make them? Ibo sekol mazalot mishari, since when are you allowed to make images of other constellations? Faktiv lo tasun iti Elohei chasaf, do not make with me. What does that mean? Lo tasun bekimut shamashai amasham shein lefanai b'marom. Do not make images of those things that serve with me up in the heavens. All right, so you're not allowed to make them. Elapshita b'motzei, it must be talking about a case where you found it, and are you allowed to keep it? Allowed to get hanoah. And after all, what did he say in this braita? Everything is mutar except for sun and moon, so that fits our Mishnah. And it must be talking about a case not questioning whether you're allowed to make it, but if you found it, are you allowed to get hana? So even motzei ema mitziata. Then look at the second clause. Kol ha-partzufot mutarin. All of the portraits are okay. Chutz partzuf adam, except for a man. Person. Ibn Motzei, Patsuf Adam Yasser, but if we're talking about a case where you just found it and you're allowed to keep it, since when is it prohibited if you found an image of a person? Fanana Motzei, Kelim Valiam, Tzurat Chama, Tzurat Levana, Tzurat Darkon, Yilachem Le'am HaMelech. Our Mishnah talks about only three things, and man is not one of them. Tzurat Darkon, Ibn Tzuf Adam Lo. So Elapshita Bosei. Then are the second clause in the Bright has to be talking about whether you're allowed to make such an image. Funabredi Arishua. Right, Ibo seh ema seifa kol hatzurot mutarot. Wait a second, look at the last one. It says all images are mutar, chutz mitzurat drakon, except for a dragon. Ibo seh tzurat drakon miaser. Who says you're not allowed to make an image of a dragon? The question is, if you find it, do we assume that it's worship? But to make an image, why not? Aktiv lo tasuni ti alohei chesef alohei zahav. The pasuk that we're operating from says you're not allowed to make iti. Elohei Chesef, Elohei Zahav, Hani In, Tzurat Drakon Lo. That's only things that are up in the heavens, not mythical creatures. So that you're allowed to make. El Pshita Motzei, the last one must be talking again about if you found it, whether you're allowed to use it. So you're going to say that Rav Sheshet's Breita, the first and third clauses are about finding it, and the middle one is about making it? Doesn't make sense. Rabbi Ayin, yes, it is. Reish Masef Motzei V'Siyata Moset. That's what we're stuck with. Rav Amar, no. Kulav Motzei, the entire Breita is talking about finding it. And of course, the middle one's the problem. Siyata Rabbi Yehuda, the middle one follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Detan Rabbi Yehuda Mosif, Aftamut Minika V'Sar Afis. So he says that the image of a nursing mother, so like the mother goddess, and Sarafis, this seraphis, right? Minika al shem Chavash, Minika lekol alam kulo. She's nursing the entire world. Sarafis al shem Yosef, Shasaru mafis and kol alam kulo. It's some sort of a ruler over the world. So there are images of people that are really asur also. Good, and these are all found. And he would add that to our Mishnah. Now, by the way, who did not get grieve of a kakayil? The only time that this man is usur is if you find it, the image also has a modius, like a measuring thing, on his head that he's balancing. He did not the ben v'kamanika. In the case of the woman, she has to be nursing a child in that image. Okay, good. Tan Rabbanan, ezut tzurat drakon. What does a dragon look like? Piresh Rav Shimon Bar Elazar, kol sheyesh lo tzitzin ben prakav. It has to have little spikes between its joints. Mach Rav Yasi ben pirkei tzavar. Rav Yasi pointed what he meant between the joints of his neck. That is the halacha. Amar Rav Brachan Rav Shimon Levi. Pamachat hayiti malech achar Belazar hakapar beribi baderach. So my Rebbe, Rav Elazar Kapar, I was walking behind him. He found a coin, and it had a dragon on it. He found a little pagan. He walked past him. He found next an adult pagan. He said to him, "Batla, I want you to cancel this out. Say this is worth nothing." He refused to. So then Rabbi Elazar Kapar slapped the guy, and he did negate it. Shmamina thought, and from this we can learn three things. One, Shmamina, Oved Kochim Adel Vat Kochim Shalav Shal Chavero, a non-Jew can cancel and negate Avodah Zarah belonging to somebody else, because this thing was found, didn't belong to the guy he went up to. Shmamina, two, Yodea Batib Shalavarot Kochim Shom Shem Vatel, only somebody who understands Avodah Zarah can cancel it. Shein Yodea Batib Avodah Kochim Shom Shem Vatel, but not if someone doesn't understand pagan worship and the rites, etc., which is why the little kid was no good. And the other one is that he can be forced to do it, and that coerced bitul is valid. Now, Megatev Bar Rabbi Chanina heard this story, and he didn't like it. He said, "Valeda the Rabbi Elazar Kapar Baribi Hadinan." He doesn't accept this Mishnah that says, "Amatzil min Arim min Adov min Anamer min Agayas min Anahar Mizutosh Shal Yam Zutosh Shal Nahar Motzei Bisratei Plate Gedola V'Chom Akom Shabim Tzuyin Sham Harayelu Shelo." If you find an Avodah Zarah if you find actually anything that's taken from a lion or from the river or from the army or from the rushing part of the river or in some sort of a street, anywhere where people are or place of danger, they're yours. Why Shabbalim Midyashin Man? People are Midyash, which means that this coin is already Mivutal because the owners gave up on it. So Abaye Nehid, meaning there was nothing, no reason for him to go after him, after the goy to be mevatel. So Abaye says Nehid mina miyayesh. Yes, he was mityayesh. The owner was mityayesh from ever getting the coin back. Misur miyayesh, but he wasn't mityayesh from the iser itself. Meaning he didn't cancel out the god. Meimarmar, here's what he probably said to himself: Iyav kochav mishkachla. If one of my pagan fellows finds it, palcha miflach palcha, he'll worship it. Yisrael Mishkachala, if a Jew does, then I did the Dameha Yikarin, it's worth something. Mazbin Lamar Kochav and Palachal, sell it to a non-Jew who will worship it. In other words, he hasn't given up on this coin still being a worshipable item. Okay. Now we're going to go into a slightly different area, which is Tanan Hatam. We have the famous Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Dmut Tzurot Levanot Hayalo, the Rabbi Gamliel Ba'aliyato. Rabbi Gamliel had in his loft a whole bunch of images of what the moon looked like. And he would show them the different stages of the moon. He would show the witnesses. Did it look like this? Did it look like that? Was it in that sky, etc. to check the witnesses out. Another question is, Mishari, since when is he allowed to make these images? Meaning, you're not allowed to make images of those things that serve with me in the heavens, God says, and like the moon. So the first drasha on that is, you're not allowed to make images of things in their life-size proportions. What does that mean? Kedetanya lo yaseh adam bayit tavnit hechal, to make a house that's the image and the size of the hechal, or achsadra tavnit ulam, or a portico that's the size of the ulam, the entry hall to the mikdash, or chatzer tavnit azara, courtyard that's the size and the layout of the azara, shulchan tavnit shulchan, menorah tavnit menorah, etc. Aval hu oseh shulchan v'shul zayin v'shul vav v'shul hei. He can make a menorah with 5 or 6 or 8 stems. V'shel zayin lo yaseh afilu shashar minei matachot. But 7 he shouldn't make, even if it's other kind of metals. As we hear omer, af shel eitz lo yaseh. He can't even make it out of wood. K'derash asu beit chashmonei, like the chashmonaim did when they first came in, the Mishnah Midot. So amru lo misham raya, that doesn't prove anything. Shvodin shel barzel hayu v'chofim v'batz. Really, they were metal spits, the skewers that they covered with tin. Hashira asum shel kesef. When they got richer, they changed them to silver. Hazur hashira asum shel zav. When they got richer, they changed them to gold. Okay, but the point here is that you are that the rabbi is defending it by saying that the pasuk is not prohibiting making images of the moon, but rather images of those vehicles of worship of God in this world, and they make them exactly to scale, to size, really. Since one of you are allowed to make things that just because you can't make them exact size, we just saw this earlier, that you are not allowed to make images of those things that serve with God up in the heavens, and that you can't make the same size. So Amar Abaye, lo asra Torah ela bidmut al rapanim b'hadi adadi. It's only the four faces that are on the Merkava, the man and the ox and the lion and the eagle. Those are the ones you can't make. If that's the case, then a man alone should be mutter, because you said they have to be all four. Alama Tanya called Partsuot Mutarin Chutz Partsuf Adam, the famous Braita of Rabbi Rav Sheshet. It said that the image of a man is no good. So Rabbi Yudabrei Rav Yeshua, Mipirkei Rav Yeshua Shmiel. I heard it from Yeshua's Shir. Lo Tasun Iti means Lo Tasun Oti. Don't make an image of me. And meaning, and since man is created Mitzalim Elokim, so that's the problem. Aval Shar Shamashin Shari, other things that are servants of God, you're allowed to. We keep widening out the net because we're still trying to find out how Rabbi Gamliel was able to set up this moon chart. So Vatanya Lotasuniti, another drasha, is Lotasun Kidmut Shamasham Shamashin Lefanai Bamarom, the drasha we started with. What is the? But now there's more explanation. All the angels. So Abaye, again defending himself, says Lo Asrat, really defending Rabbi Gamliel. Lo Asrat Torah Elo Shemashin Shemador Halion. That's the ones who are in the upper domain, the angels. Shemador Tachton Mishari. But wait, the ones who are in the lower domain, they're not mutter either. They meaning the stars, the ones who are able to see. Tanya Shemash Shemayim. There are both Chamal Vana Kochavim Mazalot. The pasuk that's not really properly fully quoted here, but I put on the page. You're not allowed to make an image of anything that's in the heavens, which includes the stars and the moon, etc. Mimal, what's that? Arba Malachi Asherit. Mimal is the upper domain. So Kitanya Hilo of Dam, that's talking not about making the image, but that's about worshiping them. So Hilo of Dam, afilu shoshul katan nami. You worship, you can't even worship anything, even the smallest little beetle. So you're right, Echanami. When we say for the Kranafka, we get the shoshul from the end of the pasuk. Kitanya Asher Ba'aretz, the Rabot, Yamimun Arod Harimu Kvaot, Mitacha, the Rabot shoshul katan. You know, there's anything on the land and anything under the land that's little creepy crawly things. Okay? So, Vasiya Greta Mishari, since when are you allowed to make an image of these things? You're saying you're allowed to make an image but not worship? Back to the moon. You're not allowed to make images like that. Oh, so Shadow Gamliel Dacherim Asulo. Gamliel didn't make the image, he had someone else make it. So he wasn't worshiping it. He didn't make the image. There's no iser. For Rav Yehuda, Dacher Masula, but Rav Yehuda had the same thing, and other people made it for him. Be'amalei Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, what did Shmuel tell him? Shinana. It turned out that in Rav Yehuda's case, it was a signet ring. Sami Eine did then put out this one's eye. In other words, smash it up so it's no longer an image. So Hata Mechotama Boleit, that's when it was embossed. There was the following shad. The Tanya is the following bright that goes. Tabat shechotama boleit. If you have a signet ring where it sticks out, asur lahanicha, you're not allowed to wear it. Mutar lachtom ba, but you're allowed to sign with it because what you end up doing is engraving, not embossing. chotama shokea, but if the signet ring is engraved, is relief, then mutar lanicha, you're allowed to wear it because nothing is sticking out, vasur lachtombag, but you're not allowed to sign with it because then the wax sticks up. Okay, umiyachashin lachshada, since when are we choshesh vachshad here? The famous shul of Shafi Yativ that was in Nahardeh, where they said the Shekhinah would come there. To Uki Bay Andarta, the locals put up a statue there. They used to go in and daven there. They weren't choshesh that anybody was choshesh them that they'd be going in and doing Avodah Zarah. The answer is Rabbi Mishani. When there was a lot of people there, when they saw these two gedolim going in, everybody saw it, so they all knew that it was okay. Rav Gamliel do yachid, Rav Gamliel was a yachid, and therefore the same chshad that applied to Rav Yehuda and Shmuel's directions to him should have applied here. The answer is came with the nasi, who since he was the nasi, shchichi rabim gabei, there's always rabim there. Perhaps the moon setup was really a thing made of pieces that they would take apart. He put it together once a month for them to look at and take it apart. The other possibility is, as we saw in Sanhedrin, that many of these prohibitions relating to Avodah Zarah are relaxed and sort of inverted when it comes to the need to learn. Certainly, the members of the Sanhedrin had to be experts in pagan witchcraft, so that they know what cases to how to judge. So the Tanya lo tamad la'asoto al talamed lahavin lahorot, and therefore we're going to apply that here and say that the prohibition against making an image of the moon only applies when it's oriented towards worship, but not towards figuring out when Rosh Chodesh is. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast with the Shimon Gamliel Omer. Almost made this mistake. Shem Gamliel in the Mishnah said that if the Kelim that you find these images on are Mechubadin, are honorable, are dignified, then they're Asur, if integrated, then not. Ezen Mechubadin, Ezen Mevuzin. So what's the parameters? Amarav, Mechubadin Lamala Min HaMayim. He says that it would be like a cup. If the image was higher than where the water typically would go in, then that was Mechubad. Mevuzin Lamata Min HaMayim. Mevuzin would be at the lower part of the cup. Both of those are degraded. You know what a dignified thing is? If they have it on chains and on rings and on nose rings, that's mechubad. Mechubadin shal shirin v'alanzamim v'altabaot. Mevuzin v'shal hayorot on the pots v'al kumkum sin kumkum finjan v'al machameh amayim v'shal hasdinim or on the sheets v'al matpichot and on the covers. Anything, in other words, it's not like a fancy thing. That's called mevuzeh. All right, and then it's mutar even with those images. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up with the second half of Mishnah Gimel in the next podcast, starting out with a piece that we dealt with in the previous podcast. And we'll go from there. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.